In this episode of Expat Podcast in Netherlands, a conversation with Vimal and Peru. They live in Almere, about 20 minutes east of Amsterdam. Originally, they are from India and both work in IT. They were expats on Cyprus in the Mediterranean Sea. Since about 2 years, they live in the Netherlands. In this podcast, they talk about their experience as expats, which even includes buying a house in the Netherlands. If you have to describe the Netherlands in a few words, what would you say?
Netherlands is a beautiful green country. People are too direct and we love it to be here.
Ah, and Peru?
People are here very welcoming. So yeah, I liked it. I'm feeling like I involved in this country.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so you feel inclusive.
I mean inclusive.
Yes, right. Yeah. So you feel like you are welcome here, as you say.
Yes, yeah. Mm.
Nice. So what made you come to the Netherlands?
Opportunity here, especially the tech opportunity, because in Europe, Netherlands is the country where the tech industry is evolving. After Ireland and Luxembourg, I think the Netherlands is the third one that are evolving. Most of the people are speaking English as well. So in the work culture or in the public transport or wherever we go, people are welcoming and they speak English and it's welcoming.
It gets a bit easier for you then.
Yes. And at the same time, the country itself is innovative country. If we see on the tech side or in the other side, it's innovative. And here are lots of opportunity on the tech industry research. And that's bring us here.
So it's mainly professional reason, actually. In terms of tech, you say ICT. That's your field, right?
IT. Yes, ICT.
Because Peru, you are a programmer.
Yes, yeah. I am a software developer.
Right?
Yeah.
And I understand that you found a new position here in the Netherlands at the company.
Yes, yeah.
And is it a Dutch company or international?
It is a Dutch company.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are here working in a Dutch company, living in the Netherlands.
Yes, yeah. And in my company, I am only one. I'm from my country.
India.
Yeah, but many colleagues, most of the colleagues are Dutch. So, yeah.
So you are in the midst of that local people in a way.
Yes, yeah.
And what is your experience with that?
I feel they are nice and yeah.
More inclusive.
Yes, and also I feel like it's a direct, but it's important to say something to direct. I also like the honesty.
Yeah.
So,
honesty, directness, as well as the inclusiveness, right?
Yes.
You were talking a lot about the inclusive, like wherever, if something you have to stock or something, like, see, doesn't feel like you are outsider or something like that in terms of the professionalism, right?
Yes,
So you feel accepted.
Yes, accepted.
From the beginning, right? From the beginning, yeah.
Yes, yeah. From the first time and from the first week, I can say.
Wow. That's really good. Are these all, let's say, technical people in the company?
Yes. Most of them are technical. And some of them are from the marketing side. And sales team, marketing team. But I am working with my developing team. I mean, as a software developer the technical field.
Yeah. So both from India, both in the IT technical area, and now both working and living in the Netherlands. So quite a special couple here. And you live not in Amsterdam, right? You live a little bit outside of Amsterdam. So how did you decide to not stay in Amsterdam, where you started the whole journey, right?
Yeah.
And move out to the outskirts? What made you do that?
First we lived in Amsterdam. It was a good place, charming place. But we thought we could get bigger areas. Where we can have our own garden and very peaceful and a nice bigger area. And Amsterdam is little bit not easy to find those areas. It's quite expensive there.
Yeah.
So we thought to live outside of the Amsterdam. It's Almere here, where we find a very good houses here, very high energy efficient. We have lots of amenities near to us, for example, badminton, gym, and the running clubs that are very...
Are you like sportive people?
not that much sporty people, but yeah. Yes, we are recreational players. Okay. So, and especially in Amsterdam, like when you get to join those club, I think it will be cute. But here it's like we can join quickly. We have a nice coach here. So it's very easy here to the life is too easy here, and it's quite peaceful. And at the same time, we got the big space.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we can develop the hobby here. But yeah, we are a little bit missing about the Amsterdam vibe.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not that far, is it?
Yeah, it's not that far. It's like 20 minutes by the intercity. Yeah, it's just 20 minutes. So if you wanted to go there, if you have some concert or some cultural things or any other event, we just run.
Within 20 minutes, we will be there.
Yeah. And did you actually, because you talk about public transport now, is that easy to adjust to?
I think it's quite easy.
Yes, it's quite
easy. We are staying here near to the station. And we can do bike, and we can go to Centrum, or we can get the train Sprinter or Intercity here.
Yeah.
I think the public transport is quite good in Netherlands. Yeah, we don't need car. We don't have car at all.
Okay.
Right now we don't have a car.
And we roaming around Netherlands many cities like Den Helder, South, North, all the way. We visited lots of places by train.
I think more than 10 to 12 places. We visited by public transport.
Nice.
So we are happy.
And it's very easier to get to any of the place.
Nice. So actually you visited many places in the country, right?
Yes.
And you do it all by train and bus and
tram. Metro.
Have you been by metro? Have you been by boat as well?
Boat,
yes.
We did boating in the Githrun village, but
Githrun.
Yeah, Githrun.
Oh, Githrun. Githrun.
Yes.
That's a special place, isn't it?
Yes, it is a special place.
Yeah, we got the boat and we were roaming through the boat. I think we didn't had any boat ride. I think we could go to the Texel.
Yeah,
from the Den Helder to the Texel, but we didn't go there. But we love to do
it. It's maybe on the wish list still.
Yeah,
it's on wish list.
Maybe we go back to Githorn, because people who don't know what Githorn is all about, and it has that difficult G in the Dutch language in it, right? The Githorn.
I think it's in the English, some people pronounce like a Githrun, but actually it's a Githrun.
Yeah, you have to get used to the G in the Netherlands.
Yes.
Yeah. But for people that don't know, how would you describe Githorn?
It's a lovely and wonderful city that I never seen. So I never imagined such kind of the little village like that, where you cannot ride your car inside the village, but it's a very beautiful. The homes and the canal and the near the lake, it's quite beautiful, and you can go through by walk or you can have the boat. So you can ride your own boat, and it's funny it's funny and wonderful. You ride the boat, you can go to the lake by your own. I think this is the first time we ride the boat.
Yes, yeah.
Here. Oh, really?
Yeah.
In all these years, you've never done it before.
We never done. Yeah,
you have to go to the Netherlands just to do that.
To ride the boat, yeah.
Yes.
You know, everything is water in this country, right?
Yeah.
The rain, is that something that that bothered you, or isn't it that much present?
Yes, it little bit bothering us because whenever we wanted to go out, we have to check the weather in Netherlands.
Yeah,
so
because the weather here is unpredictable, I can say.
If we wanted to have the barbecue in our garden and if we wanted to invite like 15 people, then first we need to see what will be the weather going to be. Otherwise, it may spoil. So, but it's not all the time. But we need to check weather whenever we participate any outdoor activities.
Yeah, it's a misconception, right? That it rains all the time, because it doesn't.
I don't think so. Rain is not all the time.
No.
I think, when we came here, people were thinking about like, it's raining all the time, there is no sun, but it's not like that.
No, it's not like that.
Oh, those were the images that you have, that you used to have about the Netherlands. Oh, it should be raining all the time.
No, I think we used to have, like, it's if we compare to the India or Cyprus, it's raining a lot throughout the year, but it's not like raining all the time, and we used to it, so That's fine. We can plan like that. We have now habit to check the weather.
Yeah, weather every day.
I guess you already discovered those apps, the special apps that they have on your phone that you can check if there's rain coming soon, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Now that you mentioned Cyprus, that's a story to tell because you didn't come right away from India to Europe because you had like a, let's say, a stop before, which was Cyprus.
Yes.
How did that, you know, work out?
Yeah, so from the India, we both got the opportunity to go to the Cyprus and we spent like 3.5 years, something like that, in the Cyprus. It's a beautiful country. We were staying near to the beach, quite good weather.
Yeah, beach is like a half a kilometer from
where we were staying.
Like beach life.
Yeah, we had the beach life. We have a more relaxing life. It was honeymoon period though, because we just get married and then after we just came after 3 months.
That
sounds like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Go to Cyprus together right after the honeymoon. And you stayed for 3.5 years.
Yes, 3.5 years.
And what made you decide to leave that paradise?
Yeah, so here, as I talked earlier, the Netherlands is the tech industry is evolving in the Netherlands.
So it's professionally that you thought it was more challenging.
Yeah, professionally we can grow here because we both are the software engineer and here are lots of opportunity for the ICT.
Not like Cyprus then.
Yeah, if we compare with the Cyprus is still developing the IT industry. It's more about the tourism and the IT industry is quite evolving there.
Yeah.
I think the Netherlands is one of the fastest growing IT industry. Plus, it's already has like lots of research center and everything. This is the one of the reasons. It's not the only reason. The other reason is about the culture as well. Because people here are too honest, open. And welcoming here.
I think you mentioned at the beginning. And is that something that you already knew or did you discover that when you came here?
I think we know a little bit about it. And then some of our friends were already staying here.
Yeah, here. Uh-huh.
But we didn't know like all of the things. I think when we had some session with you, I think some of the things we came to know more. But like overall, our image and impression was very good here because how the living standard here, how the people are here, how the working culture in the company is quite different and positive.
Because talking about that, in the Netherlands, we used to say that we have a sort of like relaxed work-life balance. Especially if this you compare this to other countries, is that also what you experienced?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I think this is also the reason. Here is a good work-life balance.
Did you work more, let's say, in terms of hours when you were in Cyprus and India?
I think yes. In India, we used to do the more working. I think India we have like 8 hours and 30 minutes. It's the official working hour. But like people used to work more, stay late at the night. But here,
like standard.
Yeah, I think there were the standard was a bit compromising when I was working in it. I think we both, right?
Yeah,
the time. But here, I think it's at the office. People are understanding. Like, okay, people need some space for their own personal stuff. People are encouraging their work-life balance. As an engineer or as a manager, like everyone has to have their work-life balance. And the another reason was about the hobby. So if we wanted to develop our own hobby, it's a free space. We can develop our own hobby. We can find the time as well as the club where we can develop own hobby. I think, for example, we didn't play badminton at all when we were in India.
Now we are playing.
And now we joined the club and we are playing.
So you have time just to go out for badminton in the evenings.
Yes, yeah.
And you enjoy it.
Yes. So it is the example of work-life balance here.
It is. Something that I really find surprising to hear about your story is what you told me, that already within a year after arrival, you decided to actually buy a home here, buy a house. And you managed to do so.
Yes.
So what made you so brave to dive into that pool of purchasing a home in the Netherlands?
Yeah, I think this is a quite long time that after we have the work experience around 8 years, and we didn't have our own home. And here, with including all the things, considering all the work-life balance, culture, everything, we liked a lot here. And then we thought about like rather renting the place, we can have our own place. And to buying the home is not that hard in Netherlands. It's quite easy, and it's full of transparent.
Yeah,
I can say
the process is a fully transparent process, I can say.
So you can see the what will be the price of their house nearby, what is the area, the structure of the house is quite standard, and
no big surprises.
No big surprise. So and all the process about the mortgage and the makelaar, the broker for the housing purchase, I think it was quite easy, and it was full of transparent, and it was like not too to renting the place, because the rent is quite high here, and especially it's near to the Amsterdam, it's quite high. To get the own house and to repay our loan, home mortgage, I think it's quite better, I think.
Yeah. Compared to rent. Yeah.
Right, because actually you own your place, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Are you used to work with mortgages? Because as you probably know, the rate of mortgages in the Netherlands is very high. Many people who own a home in the Netherlands actually have a mortgage. Did you know about this?
I think we know about the people are living here in the Netherlands. Most of the homes are on the mortgage, so I think it's quite most of the people has the mortgage for their home. We know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's controllable, like coming from the India, I think we used to have the mortgage about like interest rate was about like 9.45%, something like that, when we purchased our flat in India.
Yeah.
But here it's about like 3.9, now it's 4 point something,
4.
So it's quite less.
So here, although a lot of people are complaining at the moment about the rent, right, the interest, you say it's actually pretty low.
Yeah, if we compare about the India, the interest is quite low here in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
But if we compare about like how the renting cost, the renting amount, and the paying the monthly payment here at having our own home, I think it's more or less same. So why don't we just own our own home and pay our mortgage rather than to give that money to the owner?
Yeah, here I can say the renting amount is very high.
Very high.
I can feel it personally. So yeah, we think about like why this amount we give to rent. We give as a rent.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is about like we have our own place, so we can do many customized things at our own thing here. But if we're renting the flat or house, something like that, and if we do something, if we break something or if we just paint the wall, then the owner will, when we vacate, the owner will say, okay, now get me my house as it is. Otherwise, I will not give you the...
You have to reverse everything, otherwise you don't...
Get your deposit back.
Yeah,
nice.
So in own home, we can decorate like,
whatever we want.
Whatever we want.
Nice. I'm just going back like 2 years, if you come with me and think about your first impressions of the country. You heard a friend or a colleague, I don't know, talking about the Netherlands, and you went to see it yourself, actually to go here. Can you still recall what aspects of life in the Netherlands surprised you the most when you came here?
I think the one thing was, if you're talking about the weather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we always had the image like in the Netherlands, it's always raining and there is no sun.
That was your expectation.
Yeah. And there is no sun, always raining, and it's too cold.
Yeah, in the winter.
Because
it's cold.
We are coming from the country where like...
In the December 2021. So the December month is a cold month. So December, January and February, it's the coldest month here.
And that's when you arrived.
Yeah, at the moment, like November, we arrived late. Yeah, this is the one thing is the weather. The second thing was the work-life balance here. The third thing was how the people are open and direct. The fourth thing was the transportation is quite good. We owned the car when we were in the Cyprus. And then we sold out our car when we moved here. We were thinking about, like, without car, how we will survive here. But it's too easy here to get
public transport is, it's a good one. So,
you actually don't need a car.
Yeah, we don't need a car. Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. And friends, like building a network in the Netherlands, when you have more work-life balance, you say you have a bit more time for your hobby. Would you also have time to build like a new network of, you know, acquaintances, friends? Have you managed to already build some friendships here?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the when we develop hobby, we go to club or something, like, for example, badminton club. We are going to the badminton club where we find lots of people there. And we had a good connection, not only with the Indian people, but with the other nationalities. Many Dutch friends we have.
Yes.
The friends from the other countries like Germany or France. We got the lots of friends from all
the other
European countries as well. That's the way, when we develop hobby, when we go to the club, it's not just only to just play the badminton, but it's also about the socialize.
To develop a connection, it's the also.
So it's a socialize, actually. It's to build like a life here.
Yes.
In terms of work life. So work is still, as I hear, very important to you. But there's life as well.
True.
And you managed to actually build both here in the Netherlands.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Any down parts from living here? Anything that you don't like so much?
I think the one thing is about the tax.
Taxation.
Yeah. So, as I'm on the 30% rule, because for the first 5 years, I'm on the 30% rule. So, I'm enjoying this honeymoon period, for example, for the 5 years. But I can imagine after 5 years, there will be lots of tax, because it's a 49% of the tax, the higher slab that we need to pay. That I don't like it. Yeah, other than that, to have our own car, I think, where we need to pay lots of road tax. I think this is also the taxation.
So the cost of living, actually.
Yeah, the cost of living is a bit concerning. And
cost of living is...
The renting the home or the purchasing the home is easy, but it's a bit expensive, because we will find an expensive home here. So monthly payment will go a bit higher. So those of the things that we don't like it.
Two or three things,
No, it's good to know, right? Also for the people who are considering moving to the Netherlands, these are the down parts. So yes, there is a high taxation, not for you at the moment, but for most Dutch people, yes, it's true. Would you say you get something in return for that? Because that would actually be fair, right? If you pay quite a lot of tax, that you also get a lot of return as a citizen from the government.
Yeah.
Would you agree that is the case?
I think so. Yeah. So here you see all the roads, for example, street road or connecting with the cities or the connecting the transportation. I think it's quite good. The second thing about the healthcare, I think is the exceptional. I think we ever see such kind of the healthcare system here. It's I think one of our friend has to hospitalize here. I think all the cases was handled quite smoothly.
Yes. Yeah.
And there is nothing that we need, that person has to pay when they hospitalize. I think the healthcare is quite good here. Plus, also we heard about from our friends that the education for the kids is quite good here. And it's if they go to the Dutch government school, it's Dutch free. Government. And it's also very high standard. The teaching scores and everything is quite high standard. All the facilities. So. Yeah, I think we don't have kids, so we don't feel that one that way. But I feel like the tax that government is taking is also like returning back in some other ways.
Mm. Yes, good. Talking about language, you said earlier that people actually understand English, they can speak English. How about your Dutch?
We started to learn Dutch when we came here.
Yeah.
We had like 20-30 sessions around. So we know some of the word, sometimes people, sometimes you speak in Dutch, we may understand a little bit of the context, but then we were busy with something else and a little bit we were also lazy and we didn't learn about it.
We will plan now to learn Dutch.
Okay.
Second attempt.
That's true. Like that's also true. Like we don't need it. So when we speak to anyone, like whenever we are in the office, for sure in the office, like we
it's English communication. The communication in the English language.
Also, but, your company.
Yeah.
For example, if you go in the any store and if you ask something, then also the people recognize like, this is the English speaker. So they gave the answer in the English, in the same language. So yeah, here I can say yeah, this country is an English speaking country.
Yeah. So the thing is I would like to add one point here as well. We are also like, we already have one app, Duolingo, where we are, starting to learn the Dutch on the very basic level, but I think it's quite important to learn the Dutch because if we wanted to like be feel more inclusive, for example, when we go to the badminton club, the coach is not a good English speaker, for example, and sometimes he has to again translate from the Dutch to English like and English. Speak it. Mm-hmm. So some of the moment like we feel that okay, if we could speak Dutch, or for example, if we have like 5 to 6 Dutch friends. And they are coming to our home, for example, and we just both only Indian, the English speaker and others are the Dutch, then they have to, again, all the time they have to translate. So I think if we could have like little bit of the understanding, like B2 level or something like that in that level, then I think we may feel more inclusive.
Yes. Yeah.
I understand. So yes. That's like the goal for the coming months?
I think so.
Yes. Yeah.
So like, this is the moment, like when we're traveling from the train, from home to the office, we don't have anything to do. So that's the time that we are utilizing to to learn Dutch
while commuting. Peru thinks like, oh, that's actually a good idea. Instead of gazing out of the window in the train, right? What do you see? What kind of landscape do you see when you commute from home to work?
Most of the time. I do work.
So you don't actually look out of the window.
It's like a 50-50%. Right. Sometimes, sometimes I do work. And sometimes I enjoy the traveling. Mm-hmm. Nice canals, greenery.
Right.
Very big green fields with cows.
Yeah.
And some of the canals.
Typical Dutch
lake.
Lake.
Windmill. Yeah, we see the windmill. Yes.
All the typical things come along, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
But it's beautiful, I think.
Yeah.
You said you love the greenery, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Just to conclude, you know, when you have to give advice to people who come to the Netherlands, right? And they don't know anything about this country and they maybe applied for a job or they were recruited. Is there anything you can recommend them to do before they actually arrive?
I think they may know a little bit about the culture here. For example, directness, how the people are direct here. If something is there, good or bad, then people will too direct here. So I think that's the, I think I recommend to know before this directness, because they don't see, I think, most of the world. I think, there are many countries the people are more direct, but I think this is the one thing they could understand, and they should not have the cultural shock here, because people are direct, but it doesn't mean they are rude.
No, so I can say it's an honest review.
Honest, yeah. It's honest and direct, so it's not a rude. So like when they come here and people speak in direct, then doesn't mean they are rude. So I think this is the one thing they should not shock by coming here. The second thing, they prepare for the weather. It's not that bad if they heard from the YouTube or somewhere else. It's not that bad.
No,
but if you're coming from, for example, India or Cyprus, then it's a bit colder, so...
Bring some shirts and pullovers and jackets and everything.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
You should have the layers when you
arrive. Yes.
Layers. Yeah. that's a good idea. Windy and rainy country sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes. Anything that we haven't talked about that you wish to, you know, emphasize or mention in this conversation?
About what?
Anything. People who are listening. You are experienced people now. You have like first-hand experience about moving to the Netherlands.
I think here, we already mentioned about it, like here we will have lots of time to develop hobby, for example. It doesn't mean like we are in the profession of the IT. So it doesn't mean like you can be in the profession all that throughout your life in the IT. Here are the lots of opportunity in other areas as well. Like whatever the hobby they have, like if they want to the painting or if they wanted to change the fields, for example, from IT to the financial or IT to some other fields. I think they will get some time here. For example, after working hours, they will get enough time because the work-life balance is good. So if they wanted to develop such kind of a hobby, this is the good, great place.
You sound like really positive ambassadors of this country.
Yeah, we really loved it. Yeah, yes. That's why we purchased the home and we wanted to stay here a longer.
Nice.
Yeah. So
commitment to make a nice life here.
Yes.
Country. Yes.
And we fixed our the mortgage for 30 years.
Seems like a long time.
Yeah, it's
so you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your transparency and openness to share your experiences, and wish you a wonderful time in the Netherlands.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Are you planning to relocate to the Netherlands? Would you like to prepare well to have a soft landing? Then please visit our website to see how you can benefit from our online programs. Simply have a look at yourmovetothenetherlands.nl. And please remember to follow this podcast channel so you know when there's a new episode for you. Have a great rest of the day and tot ziens!